Let's now consider, what are some of the broader economic and indeed even political and philosophical issues at stake when we examine competing theories of international trade? The relevant comparison here is between two views. On one side of the ledger are factor endowment theories, sometimes known as the Heckscher-Ohlin theorem, and they explain international trade by looking at what factor does a country have a lot of. On the other side of the ledger are hypotheses rooted in increasing returns to scale, and those stress the idea that after a country or region does something for a while, it gets to be very, very good at it. Both theories, of course, have some applicability, and we care about the relative weight of each theory simply as a matter of pure science. But we also care about it because it helps shape some of our broader views of the world. For instance, to the extent that we believe factor endowment approaches are relative, we will start to analyze the future prospects of countries by looking at, say, their capital and their labor endowments, and in general we will tend to believe that policy works through fundamentals. What's going to matter is what real resources can a country actually bring to the table. We might think a great deal about what is the savings rate in a particular country, or we might ask what can policy do to increase that savings rate. We'll be focused on the supply of labor, how much people work, how good are the incentives to work, and what will be the future demographics. Another factor endowment, of course, is natural resources, oil being one example of many. So we'll care a great deal about what real resources can we find in a country. Insofar as you believe in a factor endowments approach, probably you are more likely to believe there is a basic stability in the economic prospects of countries. You will tend to believe in mean reversion, that is, countries are able to make up from great catastrophes if they keep some of those fundamental resources intact. And in general, you will believe in catch-up, that is, the abilities of countries with some resources to catch up to rivals by engaging in economic growth and investing that capital productively. To the extent you believe in increasing returns as a fundamental cause of trade, your view of the world is at least likely to be somewhat different. Rather than focusing so much on factor endowments and resources, you'll probably spend more time asking what is the source of those increasing returns, and very often this will point to knowledge. You'll likely be somewhat more interested in the economics of knowledge and also the economics of innovation and science. Given the possibility of increasing returns, you may believe a bit less in stability and catch-up and mean reversion, and you're likely to believe a bit more in the possibility of dramatic shifts and accelerations. Increasing returns theories will generally imply that small causes can indeed have very big effects, and that there exists the possibility of levers in human history. And in some cases, that initial advantage that gets you started down an increasing returns to scale path, that may well be the result of accident, luck, or contingency. The factor endowments view will suggest that these factors are much less important. An increasing returns to scale view is more likely to give you a focus on how policy can give economies or sectors or firms some kind of head start, rather than just thinking about how to augment factor supplies. These differences can indeed show up in matters of technical economics, but they also may well be influencing our worldviews more broadly when it comes to how do we understand human history and the likely future of economies. For more on all of this, I would recommend reading two of Paul Krugman's early books on international trade theory and different approaches to international trade. I would recommend our video on Paul Romer, and in general, our collection of videos on the topics of increasing returns to scale and Heckscher-Ohlin theorem.